This is Christ Together Radio. For the next hour, listen in as hosts Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy discuss how God is working in the Church of Western New York. God is on a mission in Buffalo, and we want you to hear about what is happening and where it's happening, and join in. So grab that second cup of coffee and listen in to Christ Together Radio.
Welcome to Christ Together Radio. We're happy to be with you this morning as we continue with our new broadcast time at 9 a.m. on Saturdays. You can also pick us up on Sundays at 11 a.m. It's Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson. Sitting alongside me today, co-host Ryan Cozy. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Another venue.
Yeah, we're in the, where are we exactly?
I don't even know. The deep six of WDCX.
I know I came to the studio and we were in an office. So
yes,
we're
doing some remodeling. It's the remodeling that will never end. And so once that's done, we'll have a home again. Right now we don't have a home. So
that's awesome.
Some great programs, Ryan, the last few weeks. John Micah joining us from the teacher's desk.
Yeah.
Just cool to hear his story of how a guy retired from GM just felt like God was just tapping him on the shoulder to do something different with kids and teaching. And it's just really cool to hear stories of people like him, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it goes back to the heart of what we want to see every man, woman, and child reached in our region. There's 1.2 million people in Niagara and Erie County alone. And, you know, a big part of us shining the light on perspectives is everyday people living out following Jesus. And so, you know, the reality is we've done a number of episodes as it relates to church partnership and church planting, parachurch ministry. But, you know, some of the fun episodes are when you're just seeing everyday people go, yeah, you know, God gave me this idea or God made it clear to me in the scriptures that I was supposed to do this. And then they do it. And hopefully that is for people that are listening, that it just challenges you to understand if you're on the sidelines and you're following Jesus, you don't need to be. God wants to use every man, woman, and child to reach every man, woman, and child.
It's so true. And it's really encouraging because it's practical and it's applicable to somebody just driving along in the car going, well, what can I do?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're trying to, with these last few episodes with John Mike, just a guy, you know, just a guy that wants to do something for the Lord that answered the call and is doing something really amazing. I mean, some of the stats that we were talking about with what the teacher's desk does, it blew my mind.
Yeah, I mean, $5 million of product annually moved out of the store.
Yeah.
100,000 students served. 2,000 teachers, I think, helped. They're in 220 school districts in nine counties. It's crazy.
Well, it's a good lead into what we're going to be talking about this week on Christ Together Radio. We have Mike Hamilton and Dave Monroe joining us in studio, or in office, I guess we should say officially, joining us here at WDCX. We're at least on the premises of DCX.
It's good to be back.
We're working our way back towards
it's
the studio.
It's great to be back.
Slowly. And we're, but Mike and Dave are joining us today, and they're going to talk about what God has used them to do in the lives of just people they work with and just common everyday things that are situations that they come across where people need to hear the gospel and how God has opened doors for them to do so. It's a good last week with John Micah, the last 2 weeks with John Micah was a good lead in to Mike and Dave this week. And I'm looking forward to hearing more about their stories. I know some of their stories, but I'm looking forward to even getting to know more in depth about just where they're at with God and what God has kind of put on their hearts for reaching friends and coworkers with the gospel and just unique ways that that can happen. And I know, Mike, you have some interesting things that happen on your job that I can't wait to hear more about. But and Dave, too. I mean, Dave's got a really crazy job. Good thing that this isn't TV. We'd have him show you some cell phone pictures. No, I'm kidding. He doesn't have any. But anyway, you're listening to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson for Ryan Cozy. Stay with us. You're not going to want to miss this show.
Email your questions to Brett and Ryan about anything you've heard or just about anything you can think of. Send them to ctr@wdcxradio.com. That's ctr@wdcxradio.com.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy joining you today as we do every week. And as usual, I remind you that if you want to pick up past episodes or past programs of Christ Together Radio, go to WDCXradio.com. Go over to programs. It's right in the top of your menu there. Click it and you can scroll down to Christ Together Radio. When you go there, you'll get all the information you need on Christ Together Radio. If you want to send us an email, there's a little form you can fill out. Send us an email. If you have a question or you'd like to see something covered on Christ Together Radio, we'd love to hear from you. The other thing you can do on that page is that you can listen to all of our past broadcasts. Some of them are really interesting. Some of them aren't as good. No, I'm just kidding. They're all great. But some of them, there's certain shows that I can just think back and that really stand out to me that are worth taking a listen to. But listen to a bunch of different ones, or listen to the past few episodes if you're catching this, you know. If you catch a part two, we usually do a part one and part two over two different weeks. If you catch one of them, you can go back and listen to the other. So it's just hopefully a benefit to you and a resource to you. If you have some, you hear something that you want your church to hear, your small group or something, you can hopefully go to that site and listen through what happened that week. Today we're talking about everyday people mobilized for the gospel, Ryan. And I know that's a bucket. That's a big thing with Christ Together.
Yeah.
And we're just beginning to cover it now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we say this regularly, but I feel like we need to say it repeatedly because I think there are many times where everyday followers of Christ just assume that God wants to use someone else, not necessarily them, to advance his glory in our region. And we just, it's not, you know, God is going to use other people, but yeah. He really does want you to join him on his mission. And, you know, the thing I always go back to is when Blackaby first wrote Experiencing God, he talked about find out where God is moving and join him. And that study, even to this day, with young followers of Jesus, and even people who have followed Jesus for a number of years, they go through that study and they feel like, man, there's this great freedom, like God really does want to use me. And so we want people to understand that part of following Jesus is finding out where he's moving and joining him in that movement so that you can advance his glory in the region.
It's so true. Mike and Dave, welcome to the program. Who's our first victim this morning? I'm sorry, interview this morning. I'm kidding. Mike, we'll start with you since you're more in direct line of sight with me and better looking than Dave.
Well, so, Mike, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Mike, you know what? Let's start at the beginning so people get an idea of who you are. Tell us your story, where you were born and raised, and kind of what brought you to the Buffalo area, to the Tonawanda area, and how you got started with a roofing company, and just maybe just give us the short version of your childhood experience and how you got to where you are now.
No problem. My name is Mike, of course, and I was born in Jamaica. Spent 16 years there, and we were basically Catholic. My mother, when she left my grandmother's house, moved to a different city in Jamaica, and then we started going to a Baptist church. Back then, it's called the Church of God. Came here when I was 16. Stayed in New York City for about 4 or so years. I don't know what behooved me to join the military, but I did, and it was a great experience. Yeah. It taught me a lot. I was a real bad kid, and it taught me a lot of discipline, how to treat people right, you know, how to be an example to others. After the military...
What branch were you in, Mike?
I was in the Army. I was jumping out of perfectly normal airplanes. Yes. After I left there, I went back to New York City, and I just didn't want to stay at home, so we decided to come to Buffalo. I had a friend that stayed up here, and he told me to come up, and that's where I've been ever since. Mm-hmm. I've had a child here, and since I've had a child, I just don't want to be moving from city to city, so Buffalo is now my home base, and this is where I stay.
Mm-hmm. This is where you stay?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's Mike Hamilton, and also joining us today, and that's a little bit of his backstory. Mike, we're going to get a little deeper into your story, but I want to introduce Dave here, too, so people know kind of who we're talking to today if they hear different voices. But this is Dave Monroe. Dave, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Dave is a bit of a practical joker, so this is fun for me to have him on the radio. So, just kidding. Dave, tell us your story, where you grew up, where you're from, and how you got to this moment.
I grew up in Lockport, born and raised in a Christian family, a very loving home. We weren't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but for all intents and purposes, is a Christian home. I was more geared towards the athletic side of, you know, growing up in high school and wanting to play sports. I'd fell in love with soccer and officiating soccer, and I became really good at it. And just through that, going to church every Sunday, obviously there were soccer tournaments. And when I began to drive on my own, make my own decisions, I'd heard about Christ, didn't really, just went on Sunday just for, I had to. It was a thing to do. So I went to church, but didn't really let it sink into my life. And then one soccer came up, like, hey, I'm making money, I'm having fun, I'm traveling a little bit. And my parents were, I was kind of the quintessential prodigal son. So I went and I did my own thing, said goodbye to the church, and didn't look back. Fast forward 10 years, I had a really didn't have anything. I was miserable. I was angry. Basically a jerk and unhappy. I didn't have very many friends, didn't have really anything. And the Lord kind of led me to find my wife, who was a Christian. She grew up in a missionary home. So I was leading the life of, you know, sex, alcohol, doing my own thing, partying. And I met my wife, and she kind of rekindled that, what I had back in the in my childhood. And she brought me to Grace Church, which I go to now in Tonawanda. Mm-hmm. And I gave my life to Christ on Cinco de Mayo 2011. and I never looked back. So it's been a fun ride since then. God led me to a job, and I love, and I've been doing it ever since I became a Christian.
Mm-hmm. So. Dave, we'll continue on with you then. Tell us about your work experience, like kind of what you got into, what field you got into. And I know we're not going to say any places you worked.
No.
For the protection of those you worked with. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding.
No, HIPAA.
No, yeah, HIPAA. But tell us just what you did and how you've grown in that area, how God has opened doors for you.
It's kind of funny because I met a really good friend, AJ, at a youth group event. And he's like, hey, man, I'm becoming an emergency medical technician. I'm taking the class. And it was kind of something that I had always had in the back of my mind to do. So I did it and got
a
job.
What were you doing at this point?
At this point, I was actually in the academy for state corrections. And
going to work there, not
be there. Yeah, not be there. No, working. Yeah. But I really didn't feel like at that time, just being a little baby Christian, I kind of like, I don't think God really wants me in that position. So I gave that up, gave up a great state job with a future, and I became an EMT. Mm-hmm. And through that, went to school, back to school, and became a paramedic. So I love my job. I have a lot of fun there. I have a chance to touch people in their greatest hour in need, which is a lot of fun. But even more, I want to say even more important, but even more for the sake of Christ, is I'm able to, I have a partner for 8, 12, sometimes 16 hours every day. I have a captive audience. But just through like the things that we see and the things that we go through, your partner becomes your family for that 8, 12 hours. So I'm able to talk to them, get to know them, build a relationship with them, and just through that, be able to talk to them, just open up a conversation. Hmm.
There's really what I'm seeing by the way you describe it. There's two aspects to where God uses you in your job, and the one is you know, running to people's rescue.
Yeah,
I mean it's biblical in a way. You know, there's a need, and you get the call, and you're going to help. Mm-hmm. And then there's the aspect of the people you work with, and what an influence there. And we're gonna get more into that in a minute. But let's go back to Mike Hamilton. Mike, tell us what you do, how you got started in it, and just it's been a long time for you. We were just talking earlier.
Yes, I've actually been doing the roofing business for about 20 or so years now. I actually went to the military and was studying paralegal, and that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Really?
But I really can't sit around a computer. I literally sit and fall right asleep.
Yeah, we've seen you work.
Yes. You don't, I have to be outside of the elements.
Yeah.
And it's really helped me. I Dave has a good set of people he works with.
Yeah.
Mine are dysfunctional. And we have to learn to deal with that and just show the love of God through all the dysfunction. It's been a while, and the guys I work with, they know me before, and they know me how I am now in my faith journey. And their attitudes have been different, and you can literally see it from day to day. And the way they treat each other, the way they treat me, the way they do things are completely different. I'm not saying that they're completely different, but we try our best. God has put me in that spot to reach as many people as I can. We work with at least 40 different people in the different crews, and every single day I go to a different home. So I get to witness. I have a phone that I always play my music on, and every single house I go to, the workers, the homeowners, everybody hears it. And it's been going on so much that I really have guys that are singing the songs that I'm singing, and that's a blessing to me. I think I'm really reaching them.
It's not just a phone. We were doing a job one time at Grace Church, and I can remember doing some work or something. I can't remember what it was, and I kept hearing this music. And I'm like, who is playing this? Where's this music? And it was moving music. And I'm like, what's going on here? And then they're like, well, that's Mike. He always plays music when he works. And it's like, you have no, I honestly mean, you have, Mike's a big dude. So you have no choice but to listen to his music. Like, you just kind of got to deal with it, right, Dave? It's like, can you shut that off in 5 minutes?
I wouldn't mess with him.
No, I wouldn't mess with Mike. Mike's a big dude.
It's just inspiring.
Yeah, it is. It's like a speaker that hangs on your belt or something.
Thank you. Yes.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The way I'm inspired, I would love to do that to other people.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's touching them, but it's forceful, and I do it.
Yes. It's forceful, and I do it.
That's awesome.
That Mike is, having worked with him, he is a beast when he works. The guy is like flies all over the place.
Thank you.
All over that's why the music was moving, because Mike was all over the place. He's all over. But, well, we're going to get back in just a few minutes. We have just a couple minutes left before we have to take a break here. But Ryan, just even beginning to uncover the story of these guys, it's encouraging just to see how God was at work in their lives throughout. Like, as you look back in your life, and I know I can do this too, you see, it's easy to look back and see the God points, the points where God has directed your path to where you are now. And to me, it's just ironic that we rarely trust him with our future, but then we look back at our past and see, oh, you've been there the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's just weird.
No, it's fascinating. And the hope is, again, if you're driving around and you're listening to this, these are everyday people. I mean, this is what I love about Western New York is, each person has a unique story. But Buffalo is a place with lots of everyday folks, and if we could do anything to encourage and help everyday followers of Jesus with this show in particular, in next week's show, it would be that, like, if you feel that you are not qualified to live on mission, you are incorrect. Mm-hmm. And in every day, in every waking moment, there are these incredible opportunities to influence people, whether it be in a dysfunctional workplace or whether it be, like with Dave, with a captive audience, having a partner as an EMT. There's just countless opportunities, and you just ask God to help make you consciously aware of the everyday opportunities that you have to bring him glory and spread his word.
That's so true. We're going to get more in depth with some of the stories, some of the things that have happened along the way as these guys pursue the gospel, really, for other people and pursue carrying the gospel to those people. So we're going to get in depth here in just a few minutes. As always, go to WDCXradio.com, click on Programs and Christ Together Radio to find out more about Christ Together Radio. If you have a question, even for Mike or Dave or anybody, shoot us an email, and we'll get back to you as best we can. I know for a few weeks there we had some email issues with that, but hopefully we didn't miss any of yours. And if so, write us again. And you can also find out more about Christ Together Radio if you're wondering who Ryan is. He's very handsome, so go look at his picture there. Click on it, and you can kind of understand he's very smart. So usually most people, guys, aren't smart and handsome. So I'll let you decide what Ryan is. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Dr. Ryan Cozy. So there you go. I'll tell you. No, I'm totally kidding. I tease him. But yeah, actually, if you want to know more about Ryan or myself or just about anything we're doing with Christ mm-hmm. Together, go to that website. And also click on the Christ Together link there and learn more about what Christ Together is doing. Great things happening in Western New York. It's not the be-all and end-all. We're quick to say that. However, I think God is working in a special and unique way with our city, and I'm just proud of our city in general. Mm, so this is Christ Together Radio. We'll be right back.
This is Christ Together Radio, a program where we help you join God on His mission. Listen in as hosts Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy bring you into the roundtable discussion of what God is doing through the Church of Western New York.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. We have some great time between the breaks, we always say. We wish you could join us. You can, actually, if you schedule some time with us. Shoot us an email. We're dying for a couple emails here. And no, just, hey, let us know your story. Maybe there is a chance for you to be on Christ Together Radio. We'd love to just talk to everyday people, Ryan. And
yeah,
why absolutely. Not, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, what are you opening up, Brett?
No. I'm thinking, like, do we have a live studio audience? We could get some bleachers in here.
We could just hit the fake applause button. Yeah. And everybody will think we do. That's the beauty of radio. A lot of people don't know this about radio, just a little sidebar here. But like back in the day, and my dad will kill me for telling you this, but it's true. They used to like have different characters on shows, and my dad started in radio in the 60s, and they would actually do the character with a different voice. So you'd have like, you know, you'd have like a sidekick, and it would actually just be the host doing different voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was like a big thing. So everything, because you can't see radio, everything was fake. So right. It'd be like, you know, hey, what do you think of that? Oh, I like that. You know, just doing all these different voices. And yeah, crazy.
Well, I remember seeing a few photos of Ronald Reagan when he was in radio doing the same thing. And it's just kind of funny to go back into the nostalgia. I mean, I studied it in college, so I was more on the management side. But right. Yeah, you see some of those old stories and you're like, wow, that's crazy.
It's fun, right? Back when men were men and did things. I don't know what that even means.
I don't know what that means either, but.
All right, we'll get back on track, because when we get off track, it just gets goofy. So we're good at what we're good at. We need to know that comedy is not our thing. Dave Monroe joining us in studio. Speaking of comedy, Dave on his social media pages every day puts a cheesy joke up there or whatever. I enjoy it, Dave.
Can I tell one now?
Tell your joke of the day.
Okay, so there was a pirate, and he came in and turned himself into a police station one day. And the strange thing about it was, is he had paper towel on his head. But.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? But he came in and he said, I got a bounty on my head.
Oh my gosh. This is every
no more
day
jokes.
On social media. No more. But you know what? Honestly, in a funny way, like every day, just about every day, right, Dave? On social media, he posts a joke like that. And to me, it's great because there's so much garbage on social media that whenever you see Dave's funny joke, I die.
But that's why I do it. There's so much, you know, political stuff and, you know, people posting pictures of their food or selfies. I don't want to see that. I want to see pictures of babies, and I want to see pictures of, you know,
and funny jokes
of family and funny jokes. Exactly.
And they're good clean jokes, and I just every day I crack up. I kind of look for it. It's the only reason I go on sometimes. So just so you know, keep it up. That is a form of ministry. Well, Dave Monroe is a paramedic now in a local municipality in our area, and just has used and was an EMT before that, and has used that for the sake of the gospel whenever possible, whenever he can, and not in an inappropriate way toward his job, but just in a way that he shines the light of Christ where he goes. And Dave, I know we talked earlier, there's a couple different stories. There's a lot of stories, but there's a couple that you share where, you know, you've been able to help people in their time of need, and maybe mm-hmm. share one of those with us right now.
Yeah. One thing in particular that I do when I go to work every day, and I love about my job, is it's different every day, and you don't know what you're going to come in contact with. And that I guess that's kind of a part that I like about it. One day you could be birthing a baby, which is awesome. The next day you could just be dealing with somebody who has a stubbed toe.
You birthed a baby?
Yeah, seven, including my own too. My oldest son is pretty sweet.
Wow,
that's crazy.
But in that, you never know what you're going to get. You know, I'm sure some of you guys are aware, if you're not, of the opioid. Problem
absolutely.
That's going on. I mean, we deal with that daily. Mm. So we encounter a lot of sad things. Mm. But one thing stuck out with me in particular And without getting into detail, she overdosed on heroin, and you know, we revived her using Narcan, and they instantly come back from basically not breathing to breathing alive and awake. And it's wow. awesome that God gave us that medicine and the ability to do that. But we take them to the hospital, and you know, one time in particular, it was a lady in her late 30s, and we were going to the hospital in the back, and I was just kind of monitoring her, making sure she wasn't, you know, going to go back into not breathing. We were on our way, and she mentioned something about, you know, how her life is terrible. And she said, I don't know why didn't God kill me now? And I don't like to shove religion or Christianity at my patients. I think that's wrong, and that's an abuse of my power. But if the opportunity comes up, right. I'm going to walk through that door. So she said, I don't know why God didn't kill me now. And I simply just said, God's not done with you yet. You might have a story to tell. And this might be the last time you overdose, and God didn't want to call you home. And she kind of gave me this kind of a sneer, like, I don't like God. Don't bring him into it anymore.
Right.
I'm like, okay, ma'am, I'm sorry. That's all I said, and I just left it at that.
Yeah. Like,
so it was kind of funny because, not in a ha-ha way, but right after the call was done, we took her to the hospital. She lived. Everything was great. But I got a call from management no more than maybe half an hour after we had just cleared the hospital, and said, it was a voicemail. I let it go to voicemail, and it said, hi, Dave, I'd like you to call the office when you get a chance. It's about something you may or may not have said to a patient. And something that's going through my mind is, oh, man, I'm in trouble. I'm going to get fired. I shouldn't have said that. And I had this overwhelming sense of guilt.
Yeah.
And almost like the, am I going to get fired for, you know, bringing Christ into the workplace? Mm-hmm. And I called, you know, I just had this flood of fear, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get fired. This is going to be terrible. You know, I'm going to have to go home and tell my wife I'm unemployed, you know, all this schooling down the drain.
Yeah.
And I called them, and they're like, it was about something completely different than what the call was. So I had this overwhelming guilt, but why?
Right.
When God brings us and puts us into a situation, we should walk through that door fearlessly and, you know, not be afraid of the consequences.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the consequences of, you know, that person's soul and them not seeing Christ outweighs me getting fired.
Yeah.
So that was a really a slap in the back of the head for me, even being ashamed of bringing up Christ at work. Yeah. And that's always stuck with me.
But what an incredibly real story. If you're sitting in your car or you're at home and you're listening to this, this is exactly it. This is the type of stuff that I think God allows us to have opportunities for every day. And I think one of the key things, Dave, is I think a big part of you paying attention to that is you're walking with Jesus. You're spending time with him. And I think as you walk with him and you spend time with him, you begin to discern, is this a door to walk through, yes or no?
Yeah.
And am I prepared to walk through that door? You know, I think that there's times, too, where you can see, like, oh, this is a great opportunity to share my faith. And the reality is it may be very convicting to you, because coming out of that, you may realize, Lord, I haven't been walking with you much lately. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've seen and have heard tell of those type of situations as well. But, you know, an everyday guy working hard, working diligently, saving a life, right? Mm-hmm. With, like you said, just a medicine that we're so grateful God gave us this medicine to help with the opioid epidemic. I mean, it's a crazy season with this heroin laced with fentanyl. And I mean, there are some major, major issues going on here in Rust Belt cities. But here's an everyday person that is walking with Jesus, sensed an opportunity, understood that, hey, it didn't seem like the person was being receptive, but wasn't cramming their faith down a person's throat, just planting seeds of gospel hope along the way. And if you're hearing this, I hope that you understand God's not done with you either, that he loves to use everyday people to advance his glory in the region. I think it's a beautiful thing. So,
so true. And Pastor Ryan, I want to ask you in this realm, because you got your ear to the ground, I guess, within our region. But do you feel like the heroin epidemic, the opioid epidemic in Western New York, And then some of these stories that are beginning, not beginning, because people have been doing, but are happening more and more, I'll mm-hmm. say. And the church is becoming more ignited to share the gospel. Do you feel like this is a spiritual battle?
Yeah, well, man, I feel like there's a total spiritual battle going on. And I mean, I say that for the church at whole, but I also know even in my own individual life, as we've been stepping into more and more gospel opportunity, Satan is not happy, and he attacks. He attacks your family. He'll attack you. He'll attack anything that that he can. But I do think that the opioid epidemic, I think, is representative of the true state of brokenness of everyday people. Mm. I think that's part of it. I think that there are people that are longing for some measure of fulfillment that they can't get, but they continue to pursue it, and addiction is a big part of that. Mm-hmm. And I would say this, I've been very proud at how a few of the local churches have responded well to this. I'll share the Vine Wesleyan Church, Pastor Chris Baldwin and his wife Tammy, Pastor Tammy Baldwin. They have been a part of helping to address the need that is in, is it Lackawanna, DePue? Yeah. Area.
DePue,
yeah,
area.
I'm sorry, Lancaster, DePue
Lancaster,
area,
sorry.
Not Lackawanna.
Starts with an L. Like, yeah. You're always thinking Lackawanna.
Yeah, yeah. but the reality is, and we were also a part of a church plant, Twin Village, that pretty much the conversion growth of that local church, a lot of it had to do with heroin addiction, that there were a number of heroin addicts that came to know Jesus. And here you are thinking, hey, we're going to see lots of people start coming to our local church. And so when I say I had a part in helping to plant that, I walked with Mike White for 2 years, literally every street of DePue, we walked and prayed over, and God began to use that church. But the reality was, they had an idea in their mind of what a church plant was going to look like, and God lovingly showed them what he wanted that church plant to look like. And that church plant was going to basically have a lot of addicts, and they were going to be working with helping addicts and their family members through the difficulty of addiction. And that was what that church plant looked like. And so I feel like those are two examples of churches responding well. But candidly, I think that there have been great opportunities for churches to respond better, and I don't know that we have. Mm-hmm. And I'm not pointing a finger at any other churches. I'm just saying the church as a whole, I feel like this is an incredible opportunity to enter into the true brokenness of people around us. But it's not convenient. It's messy. It's difficult. You will be rejected. And I don't know that people really want that. And that's one of the great challenges for local churches today, is working yourself out of your comfort zone to enter into kingdom work. And I don't, There's times where this happens. I mean, these gentlemen before us, they're doing it.
Yeah,
there's other times where you're looking at people going, what a great opportunity you're missing. And it breaks my heart.
It's really cool. I love the stories of people getting engaged with everyday people. And I think of Pastor Chris, who, by the way, Pastor Chris Baldwin, have you ever seen him not smiling?
No. Well, yeah. Recently I did, and we were praying for him over a situation, but what a godly man.
He's just always, to me, he just always has that spirit-filled joy to him. That's, I know there's, his family can probably tell you otherwise.
Yeah.
Just like
everybody else,
he's a human. But I just really love that guy because he always just has a kindness to him that I enjoy.
Yeah, he has a positivity that is really from the Lord. Like he could be on the edge of the Titanic as it's going down, going, you know, hey, I just think God's going to show up here. I really do. And he'll, I mean, I'd sit with him. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, I'll be praying, please pray for me. He's a man of prayer.
It's so true.
He and Tammy both, his wife Tammy, who's a minister of the gospel there at the Vine.
Yeah.
Just great, great godly people.
Yeah, so. they really are. And I enjoy hearing stories of Mike Hamilton and Dave Monroe joining us in studio today. I'm Brett Larson alongside Ryan Cozy, who you just heard from. And I kind of look at it like this, and Paul uses a lot of metaphors of army and military and of sports and things like that. And I was thinking this morning, too, of you guys and how guys like Ryan and pastors and myself, who are involved in Christian ministry radio, We're in some ways, I get jealous sometimes because you guys have opportunity come to you, And we do too in the church context as people come to us, but in just in everyday life and what you do to earn a living for your family, you have gospel opportunities come to you. And to me, it's just so cool. And that it's like you're like the infantry. You're like the guys right in the front line in the grid of it all. And hopefully places like WDCX and ministries like Grace Church and the chapel are training grounds and refueling grounds for you to go out and go get back into the fight. And that's kind of how I imagine it, I guess, and metaphorically. And so as we tell these stories, you're driving along, you're listening at home, you're listening on the web, and you're just wondering, what do I do? Mm. Look for the gospel opportunities coming to you in your everyday life, whether it's a worker, a family member, whether it's getting together as people who love each other inside the family, and just say, God, show me. And Ryan, it begins with intimacy. We're always going back to that thing. It begins with intimacy with God through daily, by getting into his word daily, having a strong prayer life, and asking God to just show you opportunities. This is Christ Together Radio. We're going to be back in just a minute. Stay with us. You're not going to want to miss this. We got good, juicy stories coming your way with Mike Hamilton and Dave Monroe. I'm Brett Larson for Ryan Cozy. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Christ Together Radio with WDCX General Manager Brett Larson and Pastor Ryan Cozy, Pastor of Missional Living at the Chapel.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. Brett Larson sitting alongside Ryan Cozy as we host every week. As always, go to WDCXradio.com, click on programs, go to Christ Together Radio for more information about what Christ Together does, what the program does, and for past shows and episodes. And also you can contact us right there on that that page on the WDCX website. Today in studio joining us, Mike Hamilton, Dave Monroe. Both of them are members and active participants in Grace Church, which is a Christ Together Network church in our area, and also happens to be a church that I'm involved in, and a church that's really been around for a long time, and in recent years just really started to pick it up for the sake of the gospel and becoming involved with Christ Together. And Ryan, you know John Longwell over there as part of Christ Together, and gotten to know him a little bit. And so we just pulled a couple of guys on Sunday. I think I saw you guys and said, hey, man, you guys are doing stuff for the Lord that people need to know about, because it'll encourage them and help spark them. And Mike Hamilton, if you missed the early part of the show, is a roofing foreman.
Yes.
And been in roofing for 20 years. And Mike, you said earlier that, Dave kind of runs to people in distress and gets to work with great people, but deals with people in distress, and they come to you every day and work with you.
Yes.
And maybe do you have a story or an example you can share with us of kind of what your daily work life looks like?
My point is, in most cases, it's not how you talk to people. The way you live your life out, that made it be the only part of Jesus that some of your friends can see. I've had a friend that he's known me for a few years, and he definitely adamant about not going to church. I don't like God. I don't want to be seen in a church, nothing around them. And I've been going through my faith journey. I started reading the Bible. I do my devotions every morning. And that has changed me. And he has seen it unbeknownst to me. Whenever there's any issues at my house, he will be the first one down there. If there's anything that would go wrong, he'll be the first to help me. He really encouraged me a couple weeks ago when he had an issue with his son. And out of everybody else in his family and his friends, the first person he called was me. Now, I'm not a public speaker. I'm not going to sit here and stuff Jesus down your throat. You know, if the opportunity comes up, I will pursue it. The only thing that came up was he said, would you pray for me? I'm having an issue with my son, and I need you to pray for me. And that's exactly what I said. And I started praying for him. A day later, he called back and he was like, listen, thank you. You know, I don't know what you did, but my son is home. We're here having a conversation. And it's like he was in heaven. You know? And that's without me going to him and sharing the gospel and stuffing Jesus down his throat. It's just the way I live my life out that he takes notice, and he wants to know more. And I'm hoping for the day when he wants to come to our church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. And that's another, again, planting gospel seeds. I remember when I first got saved in college, which actually was 20 years ago last month, which is crazy to think about. Someone talked with me about links on a chain, you know, that you actually don't ever really know what link on a chain you are that could lead someone to Jesus. And that gave me a lot of hope, because something you said really stuck out to me, which is when my friend has an issue, I'm the first one he calls.
Yes.
And I can remember when I was in my dorm, I came to know Jesus. I shared the gospel with every dude on my floor. And the number of people that came to Christ because of that, zero. And that really was hard for me. Because I'm just thinking, can I see one or two of these dudes come to know Jesus? And it was discouraging, but a friend told me, like, hey, you just be faithful to presenting the gospel in living your life. And when they ask for prayer, you pray. When they call, you answer. And to this day, my college roommate does not follow Jesus, but anytime there's a crisis, Ryan, he calls me immediately. I see his phone number come up and I pick it up immediately. And it's hard because our relationship is defined a little bit by crisis. It's not just, hey, I was just thinking of you. I love you. I miss you. But it's here. I'm in a real fix here, you know? And like, but our faith compels us to pick up the phone and to be the hands and the feet of the gospel, the salt and light of the gospel. And that's what you're doing. And I think that's really cool.
And people don't forget that when you live it out, and when they see your life change, they know something's different. And Mike, you even at work, when you're playing worship music for people around you, that sticks in them. That's a uniqueness that they don't forget. And as those, you know, those songs play over and over and over again, hopefully, you know, we'll have to find a way to get WDCX HD2 worship music on there. You know, we have a worship station. Just a little plug here.
Oh,
and, no,
I HD, I did not know that.
Yes, with it. So, Ryan, you're in the fold. You got to kind of know.
I got to know
you
it.
Gotta know this stuff.
No. All right,
we have with the miracle of HD radio, which is just starting to take off. I mean, it's been 10. We were the first station in Buffalo to have an HD radio transmitter, which was 2005.
Okay.
It's been a long road of education. And what HD radio is, it travels on over the same path as regular radio. So it's 99.5 HD. If you have an HD receiver in your cars, a lot of the new cars are coming with them.
Okay.
If you go up one more, it's dash two. So it's 99.5-2. We have a full second station operating right now.
Wow.
And people are beginning to be able to hear it. And it's worship music.
That's fantastic.
And, but it's that same kind of thing, you know. I was joking, but little plug there for HD2. But the fact that you play worship music, you know, on a daily basis to these guys, the words in those songs, you know, matter, and it begins to show them what you care about.
And I do sing along with the songs too, and I've literally have instances where
you're not too bad either.
Different people are singing the songs.
Yeah.
You know, they know nothing about Christ. And they're not Christians, but they hear the music and they are singing it.
That's great.
That's a blessing to me.
Yeah.
You keep working on that singing, you'll be up on the worship team.
I'll try.
A beautiful alto voice.
He has a beautiful alto voice, Dave says. That's great. Dave, any other, I think we can get to some of these maybe that we're going to come back next week. You guys are going to stick around. We'll have you back on the air for next week's program. But any quick advice, stories, anything that will encourage somebody? I know we have a story. We only have about 8 minutes left. Actually, we can get into the story maybe. I think 8 minutes is long enough. I kind of wanted to keep people waiting to see what happened so they come back next week. But
why don't we do this?
Because
I want to save it for the next week.
Okay.
You know, I would love to just ask you guys, like, in a moment when someone is in need of Jesus, do you feel prepared to share how to come to know Jesus? Because I've found, I'll tip my hand, I'm a pastor, but I'm also a research scientist. Mm-hmm. And so part of my job is I study the crisis of discipleship in the United States. And I've found that there are many people that when asked, like, how do I follow Jesus? There are many everyday followers of Jesus who actually don't know how to lead someone to Jesus. And so in the event that you have the opportunity to talk with someone about accepting Jesus, what does that look like for you? Have you had that experience? And if so, how have you led people to Christ?
Go ahead.
I think of one of the most fun stories that I look back on was when I had a partner, and his name's Chad. I won't mention his last name, but...
Don't tell the whole story yet, though. Just... Well, are we going to wait
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, no,
we're in
go
it
ahead.
Now. The audience is dying, Ryan.
No, it's all right. That's all right. Yeah, no, let's...
Oh, man, I'm fired.
Yeah, because equipping is... This is it. Like, is how it. Do you actually lead someone to Christ?
First of all, it is not me that leads him. I'm just God's tool that he uses.
Absolutely.
So, back when I first started, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, with a really good friend now of mine, Chad, a scraggly haired guy. He came in, he was my partner, introduced him. He just looked like a mess. He was a wreck. But even before that is, I think it's interesting that God brings people into your lives when you've had similar backstories. And he's sitting down and just through a series of 4 or 5 weeks of working together, you know, he said, "Hey man, I got a problem with pornography and I have a problem with women and with lustful thoughts." And I'm sitting there thinking like, I know exactly where you are right now. And, you know, it's just kind of funny because, you know, I sit there thinking like that was me 3 or 4 years ago. And this is a guy who's not a believer, who's questioning a lot of things, who has a lot of questions. And all I did was just build the relationship and let him talk, let him vent. Yeah. And just through several shifts of working together, busyness and working in the city of Buffalo together, it was funny because you have calls going out all around you and ambulances are getting sent left and right, but yet we would stay right in the middle and dispatch would not touch us for like 2 hours. And we would have these amazing conversations just about the gospel and what God's doing in our lives. And, you know, he's asking like deep theological questions like, why is there evil in the world? And, you know, why is God allowing this to go through my life? Or, you know, tell me about the Trinity. And like, you know, these are deep questions and, you know, we're just kind of going through these huge, you know, theological discussions and God is keeping that ambulance right there for 2 hours when all other ambulances are doing work.
Yeah.
I just look back and be like, man, that's funny the way that God orchestrated that.
Yeah.
But,
now people are going to have to listen next week for part two of this. All right. That's our cliffhanger.
Okay.
We're like a sitcom over here.
Okay.
We got the,
I follow you.
Yeah. We only have a couple minutes left, Dave. That's why I had to cut you off there, but we're going to get back to the story of Chad because it's a really, really powerful story, and it'll be next week, and we'll have you pick up kind of where you left off, maybe give us a little refresher and pick up where we left off. And Ryan, it's been great to get to see Mike and Dave's stories, and I think they're representative of so many people out there who are just soldiers for the gospel.
Yeah, this is where I want to be. I want to be shedding light on these types of stories because I continue to think about someone who's listening and feeling like God can't use them. It's not true. If you have given your life to Jesus, Jesus wants to use you, and he may use you in small ways. He may use you in medium-sized ways. He may use you in huge, huge ways. Mm-hmm. But... You may not know that, but rest in this. He does want to use you. And if you will begin to move in the direction of trusting him that's true, I believe that God, he'll entrust you with opportunities to bring him glory. And I think that's the greatest thing that we can do in our life is to glorify God and to enjoy when he is glorified.
Yeah, it's true. You know, and so we have so many irrational fears with sharing our faith and with carrying on with the work of the gospel. And Ryan, I don't know if you remember this. We went to the same seminary, but there was a class called evangelism where it pushed you. Because many of those of us in ministry, we don't run into this stuff every day, as I was saying. So you actually have to make effort to get out there and to find ways to share God's stories.
Yeah.
And, to me, like all the knowledge of seminary and all the, it's great. But that was the one class that stood out to me as like, this is really what, like, in the end is what the class that matters.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I agree. Like, that class was helpful for me, mm-hmm. But I would say the life experience of 4 years of graduate school at a secular research university were daily encounters of how can you be so gifted mathematically and so stupid to believe in Jesus? Literally, that came out pretty regularly.
That was right at you.
Yeah, and but what a great opportunity. But you're right, as ministers of the God, like if you're vocationally in ministry, so like you can just get lost in the flow of responsibilities to shepherd people.
Yeah.
And before you know it, you're not around any lost people.
Yeah.
And that's a that's not a place you want to be.
Yeah.
And
you
so
you almost said dangerous, and I think spiritually it is dangerous.
Yeah, it's not a great place to be, you know. So
So anyway, I just think it's not that scary.
No.
Once you begin to share your faith, and you might get shut down. I was shut down on a plane. You know, I began to
shut down.
Yeah. Well, let's be careful. Yeah. I wasn't a Navy pilot, Top Gun here. Let me tell that story. No, just but you know, I got bumped up to first class. I didn't pay for it, so don't anybody, you know, I got bumped up to first class and was sitting next to this woman and reading my Bible as I kind of do, like to kind of to read it for myself and to kind of say, hey, if you're going through a hard time, you know, maybe I'm someone you could talk to. I just try to put it out there and began talking with her and she was coming back to Buffalo from somewhere else because her mother had died. And I thought, well, God, you put me here on purpose. And so I began to talk to her and stuff, and she shut me down like a cheap suit, like, get out of here.
Yeah.
And turned out, Ryan, I hate to say it, she was a professor.
Yeah.
She was a PhD professor at a secular university and just didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It just does. It's illogical, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? Okay. I got shut down. Whatever.
You're right. The resurrection of a dead body is illogical. I still believe it.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And that's why I believe it. I don't, you know. But we began to talk, and it was fine. And I said, you know what? But I am going to pray for you when we get off the plane here. Maybe not now, but I'm going to pray for you whether you like it or not. And hopefully, you know, and it was fine. It was cordial after that. Yeah. But it wasn't that scary.
Yeah.
You know, so many times we put these false fears up there. Yeah. But anyway, hopefully you were inspired today to if you're living the godly life and you're intimate with God and you're carrying on with the gospel, keep going. If you're not, look for ways. They're right in front of you. Ask God to show you. Ask Him for strength. Ask the Holy Spirit to take over when you don't know what to do. God will give you the words. It's amazing how He does that. It's not fancy. You don't need all the theological explanations. You just need to follow Christ and be obedient to Him and let Him work through you. This is Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson for Ryan Cozy, Mike Hamilton, and Dave Monroe. Joining us again next week, you'll get to hear part two of the story of Chad. And the story of Chad is quite interesting, actually. So we'll get to that next week. Christ Together Radio, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to Christ Together Radio. To join in, email Brett and Ryan at ctr@wdcxradio.com. Join us next week for more great discussion about Christ together.